And what's next is the channeling from Adiranda and Kryon. So what we'll do is a meditation before that. So come back into that beautiful place and space of balance and close your eyes gently. And just breathe softly and try to come more into your body with your breath. If you'd like to place your hands on your belly again and use that as a position that helps you remember what part of your body is really breathing, that it's your lungs and your diaphragm, it's not your shoulders and your upper body. And breathe in through the nose and out through the nose, softly, deeply. And as you do, notice if there's any holding in your body. And just let that soften, let it relax. And with each breath, you can go more and more deeply into a place of softness, into a place of quiet, inner quiet, a place where the mind is disconnecting so that the body can have healing, so that the body can have balance. We can use our mind as a tool to heal our mind and our body. But it needs direction. And when we use our breath, it receives direction. So continue your breathing and just notice the shifting in the inner part of your body. Notice the softness in your neck, your face. And notice if your chest, the heart area of your body, is open when you breathe. And just connect to that along with your belly. And let that open. Your heart is like a chalice. Imagine that it's a beautiful vessel that is open to receive. That it's been cleared now, and this chalice is ready for love. It's ready for honoring. It's ready to be a part of divine communion with the source of love. Keep breathing into that place. Keep letting your body soften and turn into a vessel of receiving, a place where healing is, a place where light grows and love grows. A place where the all that is can connect to all of you. That nothing is missing. And that you are one with the source. And that you are a sacred being that is beloved. And that you do receive and resonate so beautifully in every fiber of your being, your open, soft, receptive being. Take a breath. And receive the beautiful honoring messages of Adiranda and Kryon.
Ah, so it is good day to you again. Very nice to see you, your radiance, your energy, your light, your divine presence, dearest beings of light. So you know the energy is just beginning to open up after we've all been cloistered inside for the past couple of months. Cloistering inside, even though it may have been an additional stress upon you, is really what this is about going inside and acknowledging that energy, that wherewithal, that flow of focus that is coming in to and through you. So as you went inside, not just inside of your home, but inside of your soul, what is it that you found? Did you find a few cobwebs that you get the opportunity to wipe out? Or did you find some bright, sunny skies that the energy that is coming in is illuminated just for you? It matters not what you found. What matters is that you do something about that which you find. So those cobwebs, they represent old energies. Those cobwebs, they represent old things, old patterns, old programs, old existences that get the opportunity to be healed and released. And as they get the opportunity to be healed and released, we ask you, each of you, that we see in this virtual reality, which we love, to place your hand on your heart. Now, yes, that is what we mean. And just breathe into your own soul and see if you can visualize or accommodate or actualize what that feels like. So, if it feels light and airy and open and receptive to the love of the universe, breathe into that. If it feels a bit stuck, a bit of tromping around or cobwebby or a little too much dust in that soul of yours, let us just bring in an iridescent, angelic vacuum cleaner. We prefer the cobalt blue variety. And just visualize that vacuum cleaner pulling all that old energy that no longer serves your highest good, your highest joy, to just suck that into the iridescent, angelic, cobalt blue vacuum cleaner. We hear some of you saying, how can that be possible? How can that be so easy? How can you just suck all that old stuff up and have it be done? We are thankful that you asked that question. Everything is possible. You see, in this new paradigm, in this new energy, as our dear friend Kryon has said, the new human, in that focus, you have the frequency and the illuminated cause of everything being possible. So why not? If a person can take and place their hands on another person, and that second person then starts aligning in their physical body, like holographic healing does, our vessel Marilyn teaches, or unified healing field, Dr. Joan Ryan teaches, or any host of others, Why can't you put your hand on your heart, reach in and touch your soul, and sweep away all those old programs that no longer serve? The old feeling of I'm not enough, the old thing of guilt or shame or fear that you're going to make a mistake so that it keeps you frozen in time. That iridescent, angelic, cobalt blue vacuum cleaner might be just the thing for your soul. You see, in this new frequency, your intention is everything. In this frequency that you are creating right here, right now, everything is possible. That is why you have gone inside for the past 2 months. And many of you are still inside. And that is fine. That is why in that capacity, your nature is to explore those avenues that are around you. That is your nature. Now, it may have been programmed out of you, but again, we are helping you release those old programs. So instead, breathe into anything that no longer serves and just allow it to be removed with intention. Now, it may not be scientifically documented, but we believe science will catch up with us eventually. Because everything else is, and everything is possible. You see, that is the new frequency the earth is embracing. That is the new energy that this planet is coming to and through. That is why the entire planet, for the first time in the history of this planet, that is why all the beings on this planet are being touched by one thing. Something that is contagious. How about if we touch all the beings on this planet with that contagious love? Breathe into that intention. Everything is possible. For all the beings on this planet, that when they pat their heart or straighten their clothes, or if they don't have clothes, pat their chest and feel that new awakening energy of love. Everything is possible. Remind yourself of that when you have doubts. Remind yourself of that when you think, oh, how am I ever going to make all of this time off up? How am I ever going to do things in new ways? Take a deep breath. Bring yourself present. And then remind yourself, everything is possible. Dearest beings of light, everything is possible. We love you so much. We wish to reach through this virtual reality and hold your heart, hold your face, hold your hands. After all, as you feel this, you know. Breathe into it. Everything is possible. We love you. We touch your heart. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I'm aware of what is happening right now. So aware of those listening, watching, especially those in what you would call real time. You're on a media at the moment that opens itself up for so many others. And so there are those who might see this for the first time, who would never come physically to a meeting. It was the plan of these meetings in general when they began. And so the audience is different. The audience is often larger. And there are those who would come and see the channelings, perhaps for the first time. And it's very interesting to see what the perception is of what they're seeing. What's going on during channeling? Truly, what is happening? There are some who might see it for the first time who are perhaps asked to watch it, and they'll roll their eyes and leave the room. They'll say, this is really, it's not for me. It's pretty silly. Not being aware at all that channeling has been the way of message giving spiritually since the beginning of humanity. Did you ever wonder how so much of the profound, beautiful, compassionate scripture of so many belief systems was written all over the world? And you would say, well, that was the men and the women doing this, and really, when you take the Holy Scripture and you hold it to yourself and say, it's the Word of God, I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and you read it and you see in there the profundity is there and the beauty that is there and the truth that is there. Do you think perhaps, just perhaps, it came from a higher source through the individual who wrote it? We have given you this message for so many years, that even in the scriptures that in this country you know so well, that the apostles perhaps are sitting in prison writing beautiful things by candlelight. And out comes from them far beyond anything they could write comes that which is the message of spirit, the love, the wisdom, the compassion. And it goes right on the page. They're channeling, dear ones. And they always have. This is the way of it. It's not always an angel that has to appear and give you words. It happens through humans. It always has. And the issue with so many is that say, well, that was then, this is now. You don't have permission to be an apostle. You can't do that. And we say, at what point, dear ones, did God stop loving you enough to give you words and messages? What was the cutoff point? What were you told was the cutoff point where God doesn't care about you anymore? Or does it continue in different ways, perhaps not in an ancient book, but perhaps day by day for now, because the love of God continues, the joy continues. There are others who will look at this and say, well, you come in as an authority. I can tell by your voice, and it's always that way. It's an authority figure. I better sit at your feet and listen. Well, it doesn't, dear ones. That's what you were taught. Anything from the other side of the veil must be important, more important than you are. Maybe even a father figure. You better behave. You better sit down. You better listen. That's not true. I want you to use your heart right now. Who's talking? Right now, who's talking? I'll tell you, whether you want to believe it or not, it's a family member who knows your soul. When you're not here, dear ones, we frolic in the skies. It's a metaphor. When you're not here, the family's together, we dance. That's a metaphor. I'm your family. You're in 3D. You're participating in this expression on the planet, going through the issues. I have come in to help as a guide. That's what we do. Every single channel, a guide, a family member, one who takes their arm, puts it around you for a little while, says, I love you, I love you. Can't you tell? I love you. Not an authority figure in the sky. Not somebody you're supposed to bow to. That's who I am. As I speak to you through this human being. This is the third channel in four, talking about blocks and filters. The one today is easy, but the most misunderstood of all. Let me take you to a place that you may or may not remember. Childhood is interesting. If you had a good one, it was beautiful, and you remember it, you can go back and say, I wish I had that again. It wasn't that great. And if you didn't have a good one, it's blocked. You don't even want to think about it. You moved on, and you don't want to be there. But the way it's supposed to work, and for so many of you, the majority, is that when you were a child, you thought as a child. And when you were a child, you did childish things. And those childish things were to dance when you wanted to dance, and to laugh when you wanted to laugh, and to giggle when no one's around. And that is called joy. You see children playing together as though there wasn't a care in the world. And as you look at that sometimes, well, I'm glad I'm adult, I'm carrying the burdens. I'm not going to share it with them, they're too young. Let them play. And if you think that way, you're probably right not to share it. But who told you when you grew up you had to carry the burdens of the world? And you would say, well, that comes with responsibility. They don't have mortgages. They don't have jobs. But they don't have to worry about the things that I'm worried about. Now, isn't it nice to have them play? I want to tell you something, dear ones. That child still exists, the one that can play in times of turmoil, and it's called the inner child. Now, the inner child is either there or it is not. It's pretty obvious. In you, in your friends, in your colleagues at work, it's obvious. There are many who are taught, mostly by their parents and what they see around them, that when you're adult, you put away childish things. You don't think as a child, of course. Therefore, you wouldn't dance or giggle when no one's around. In fact, you do it so much so that be careful you don't look silly. You got to have a solemn face. Smile occasionally when it's appropriate. Just smile. When you meet somebody, make sure you smile. But make sure you don't giggle much. Make sure you don't dance. It's not acceptable. You know you're an adult. So you have a lot of adults running around solemn-faced all the time, no matter what. They may laugh when they see a film or something that is a comedy or something tickles them that is outside of their own purview of their personality, but then they clam up again with solemn face. The block, I want to tell you, is the absence of joy. The block is the absence of joy. The human being was designed to carry God inside and all the joy that comes with it. That being a child is a rehearsal for being an adult. You take on responsibility, and the thing that tempers you and keeps you balanced, the thing that makes sense in your life when you have the things to think about you are now, the things that you would count on is that balance of the inner child, the one that'll dance when it wants to, even during a pandemic. The one that will laugh at themselves or even giggle a little and say, I know things don't look good, but I've got something else inside that I can claim, and that is the joy that I've learned as a child is still there. And dear ones, I'll tell you something I have said before, and you may or may not believe this. Listen to me. The ones with inner joy will live a lot longer than the solemn-faced ones. They will. The solemn-faced ones will go along with the program. They'll look at the chart, and they'll see how long they're supposed to live, and they will live that long. They bought into all of the things that a child would never do. The inner child changes your chemistry. The inner child changes your balance, the way you think, changes your consciousness, helps you get through the problems of the planet, the ones you have right now. Who are you among these? Are you the solemn-faced? Are you the ones that don't smile much? I'll tell you, the ones around you have noticed. I'll bet your friends don't either, because the solemn-faced ones attract solemn-faced ones. And the ones who have the inner child, they attract the inner child ones. And pretty soon you see the grouping, the ones that are dancing and having fun, and the ones that stand off to the side, solemn faces, and say, what's wrong with them acting like children? And those ones that act like children, the ones that have inner joy, will be around a lot longer. It's a block. Maybe you didn't really think about it. It's a block. There's a filter you can use even today, even if you are one of the ones who never really brought their inner child along as they became adult. There's a filter. There are some that are even proud of not having their inner child. My partner was with one who never smiled, and he said, where is the child in you? And he says, it's where it belongs. It's outside, buried in the backyard. That was a human being who thought they had put everything in its place because they were now an adult. There's a filter for this. Again, the filter is that which you will not let in inappropriate things. It's a filter, a bubble around you that you can start defining for yourself. Defining for yourself. The bubble is something that is new. It's a tool where you can change that which comes at you and at the same time recognize it as it gets filtered out. I will not let things of this world define my child. I will not conform to fear. My filter will filter out any inappropriate thing and let the joy through, let the inner child through. I will giggle at inappropriate times if I want to and not have to explain it to those who glare at me because I might be a happy man or woman. That filter is mine to have. And I will recognize things that might change it coming my way. I will see for the first time myself as someone perhaps who should smile more or laugh more. I will relax into the arms of God, knowing these things will pass which are anxious in my life. And the higher my consciousness becomes and the more joyful I am, my light will attract solutions that might cause my solemn face. You're in an energy where what you are and what you do attracts like things. We have said this so often. Adaronda has told you this so often. When you expect trouble, trouble knocks at your door. When you expect light, light knocks at your door. This is you in control of energies you didn't think you could control. This is number three. So hard to describe to those who don't have it and want it so much. Take that inner child. Remember, if you can, what it was like to have no worries. And paste that upon yourself for a little while, and you'll live longer, dear ones. And you'll attract those who want what you have. I'll be back. And so it is.